bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes, on 107.7 The Bronx, 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Matt Michalowski. Israel is under fire after an airstrike kills 7 humanitarian workers from the World Central Kitchen who were traveling through a, quote, deconflicted zone. The World Central Kitchen workers traveled with a convoy consisting of both armored and non-armored vehicles to deliver food through new established routes of travel when they were hit. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledged the strike on Tuesday, stating, "Unfortunately, during the last day, there was a tragic case of an unintentional hit by our forces of innocent people in the Gaza Strip. This happens in war." Netanyahu also confirmed that an investigation of the event is currently underway, with him being quoted saying that Israel will do everything so that this does not happen again. The charity's founder, Chef Jose Andreas, addressed the death of the 7 individuals. "Today, World Central Kitchen lost several of our brothers and sisters in an IDF airstrike in Gaza. I am heartbroken and grieving for the families and friends and our whole World Central Kitchen family." The World Central Kitchen and several other humanitarian efforts have suspended aid in the area. Dalton, Illinois has been the subject of headlines as a town hall meeting erupts in confrontation over its scandal-ridden mayor, Tiffany Henyard. Henyard has been accused of weaponizing police in retaliation against businesses and using taxpayers' money for luxury expenses. Henyard has even vetoed a board movement to probe her spending habits, although the FBI has moved to investigate themselves. The town hall's attendees and speakers had much to say about their mayor, with residents of Dalton claiming Henyard was stealing money from her own cancer foundation, allegedly had involvement in shooting someone's daughter during a drive-through confrontation, even an alleged sexual assault during her infamous Las Vegas trip. Fox News Digital attempted to reach out to Henyard's camp for comment to no avail. Diddy has been a very bad boy in the headlines as of late, and potentially could have his multi-million dollar real estate portfolio seized after the raids of March 25th. Many experts were asked about the potential of this taking place in a Fox News Business article, with Priya Sopori, partner at Greenberg Gluckster, quoted saying, "At that point, the properties themselves could be included or referenced in the indictment as a means that served the ends of those alleged crimes, and they could be seized." Sopori also stated, "Were these properties an effective co-conspirator in these alleged crimes, allowing and facilitating Mr. Combs' alleged engagement in illegal activities? If so, and if Mr. Combs were found guilty of those alleged crimes, then the properties themselves could be seized by the government." Diddy has removed himself or has been removed off the boards of many of his companies he is involved in since the raids. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Matt Michalowski.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.